Hey, folks, you're about to get a report on what it's like up north real quick once.
Welcome to episode one of Backwater Banter, where two guys drink beer, talk about fishing, life, and a little bit of everything in between. First, I'd like to start off with, like, if you see any products, including Michelob Ultra, including if we talk about anything, we're not sponsored by anybody, although we want to be.
Besides Shad Rap.
Shad Rap, big shout out. Let us use your music for everything. Awesome.
Perfect.
But my name's John.
I'm Zane.
And we've been fishing together for how long?
We're jumping right into that.
Fuck it. Why not?
Gee whiz. Probably 7-8 years now. 9, maybe. I don't know.
At least. At least.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
I've known this pile of garbage forever.
Whoa. Why you gotta be so rude like that? Right off the bat? You gotta do me like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Yeah,
we're gonna be fishing during this whole ordeal here.
Yeah, hopefully we are.
Throughout our time doing this, we transfer into open water on the boat.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Some sort of something set up for that. We'll have to figure that out when it comes, but
yeah, that's gonna be difficult.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
As for right now, we're in the shack.
Yeah, this is a technically 18-foot glacier made out of Minnesota. Very nice shacks, I think.
Again, not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Love to be, but not.
Yep.
If you ever hear us go quiet and we're like staring at something, we have a hummingbird set up right here and we're watching.
Again, not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Not sponsored. But we're trying to catch some fish here. Whether it works out or not, we're giving it our best shot. So hopefully it happens right here, but I'm not sure it's going to. I don't know. Hopefully they just start biting, but it hasn't really happened so far. We got a few, 5 in the bucket?
Yeah.
Not too bad. Last weekend we were out here, we did all right. I think probably 35, 40.
Yeah, something like that.
So
ate pretty good.
Yeah, this tasted amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Good but crappies. Yeah, we are middle of Wisconsin, and we fish a lot of,
backwaters.
A lot of backwaters.
Yeah. Small lakes.
Small lakes.
What is this lake? Probably, 40 acres? Not even?
I'd say right about that. Yeah. Not far off.
I don't even know where I am. There I am. But yeah, we mostly stick around the backwaters. We don't hit the big water too much, but
missed the fish.
You'll
have that.
Yeah, we're from Midwest Wisconsin. Just, I don't know, enjoy the lifestyle.
Yeah, we both grew up here, not too far from this lake, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, probably
10 miles?
15 at most.
15 miles? I don't think 15 miles at all.
That's a good 20-30 minutes out here.
Fuck you. No, it's not.
It feels like 15. It feels like it. Oh. Dude, when you're like driving to the shack, I swear it takes so long. Well, with you driving at least.
It's because I do the speed limit. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
My butt. Don't even go there with me. No, we went to high school together. What grade were you in when we met?
I was a freshman.
So I was a sophomore.
Yep.
That was a long time ago. Very long time ago.
Yeah. It was.
Ooh, there's a fish up high. Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's probably been about 8 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We played Xbox together for a while, and then...
Yeah, that's how we originally... That was the first time I ever talked to you, was over Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did not look the same, I can tell you that. Oh, dude. You didn't sound the same either.
We've grown a little bit.
Yeah, we both have.
Yeah.
I don't have braces anymore.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, no, we had a lot of friends that were the same, like...
That were the same friends.
Yes, we had a lot of mutual friends before
That's the word you're looking for.
I figured it out eventually. We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. I'm trying to multitask. It's going to be interesting.
Dude, they are chasing, but
they're not biting.
Fucking biting.
At all. I'm not going to lie. I did just miss one a little bit ago, but we won't talk about that.
I don't know, but I mean, I guess we hung out. We didn't even hang out. We were in the same class. And then first time we really hung out was a fishing trip.
Yeah, probably the best fishing trip we've had together.
Memorial weekend 2017.
That was up on Minon Flowage.
That was a good time.
That was a very good time. We caught a shit ton of fish.
Gosh.
Absolute shit.
Probably the best weekend of fishing I've ever had.
Oh yeah, it's definitely up there. It's definitely like I'm trying to think of another circumstance that it was kind of like that, and I can't. Like I've had good days.
I mean, we don't really pan fish in the summer.
No,
we
don't. We really don't.
We target bass probably too much.
It's fun.
It is, but
the reason I think bass is so much fun. You got top water. Deep divers, they'll bite on anything. At certain times of the year, certain times of the day. I don't know. It's just, it very differs from lake to lake, too, on what they're going to bite on and when.
It very differs.
It's very much different. I hate very you much so much.
It differs a lot.
I hate you so much.
I love you.
I love you too, dude.
No, you don't.
No.
Don't lie to me.
Ugh.
Oh my dude, there is so many fish out there.
It's so frustrating. They're just sitting down there not doing nothing.
You still got that purple thing on?
Yeah. You're gonna try something big. I think. I don't know.
Gear we're using. This is a 13 Fishing Free Fall Ghost edition, I guess.
Not going to tell them what the rod was.
23-inch tickle stick.
Also made by 13
also,
Fishing.
Also made by 13 Fishing. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored would be the best thing ever. But.
I got nothing.
What else?
Anyways, this is a descent reel on a snitch rod.
What?
A snitch. 13 Fishing.
Okay. That sounds better.
Yep. Put a fresh waxy on. Oh, shit. Throw that one in your hole.
Oh, yeah.
Well, never mind.
What a great guy.
They got something to eat down there now.
Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was told that we're supposed to talk about, like, just moving on. I was told we're supposed to talk about, so, like, everyone says if they don't normally fish backwaters or small lakes in the middle of nowhere, everyone says, oh, you got to go to this, like, all the small lakes. No one fishes to catch that monster fish. There's always a monster hiding out in a small lake in the middle of nowhere. And as someone that has fished small lakes in the middle of nowhere, I can't really say that's true.
No, I don't think so.
Like, you can go on lakes that everyone fishes and fish it differently than everybody else and catch something crazy.
I mean, there's a good quantity of fish there.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm not saying this is true for every lake, but small lakes don't generally hold huge fish.
Not generally. I think it's got to be a bigger lake to really get to a, like, well, master angler size, something big. But
yeah,
they just can't. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough room. I don't know. I don't think it's completely true. Smooth.
Nice.
Hey, we never. My bad.
You're just gonna leave me hanging like that, dude? Come on. I don't even want it anymore.
Come on.
I'm fucking dump it on your MacBook.
I kill you.
You sure could try, Johnny.
I sure could try. I wouldn't, though. I wouldn't have anyone to do a podcast
with. I suppose you got something real close that good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure do.
It might not kill me, but it's going to hurt a lot. No, it'd probably kill me.
Yeah, it depends. What else? I would say your favorite time fishing with me would, what's your favorite time, whether it be the funny time?
Yeah, you don't speak for me, bitch.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Jeez Louise.
When I don't know, probably days? That weekend. Memorial weekend. I mean, any time up on the flowage, that's a good time.
It's always a good usually. Time. It's just so many memories up there.
Yeah.
Personally, that's how I think. A lot of good ones. Go for it. Okay, we'll go for it later, maybe.
That's no. That's not being public. No, we're not going for that one.
It's fair too. Have you ever had that one fish that just you had it on and it just got away from you?
Yep.
That one massive just
yep.
was gonna you were gonna mount it.
Yep.
Where and what? You don't have to say exactly.
Gravel pit pond.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, we got pictures of catching like 6-7 pounders out there.
I literally showed someone one today.
That was back when like we were 16, 17 years old.
We were all in high school.
Yeah. And
I still can't believe I swam across that.
Yeah. But oh gosh. When was that?
I don't know.
I can't remember if you were there or not, but dude, hooked that fucker. Apparently not very good. Throwing top water. I think I was throwing a blood frog. It was early in the morning.
Okay.
And hooked that fucker, must not have been very good, and fought him in, got it right up, and you know, like, you hold your rod up as you're going down to lip it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I swear that some bitch was like 8-9 pounds. It was just, it was a nice fish.
It probably wasn't very long, it was probably just
beefy. Chunky, dude.
Dude, yeah.
That's all they got out there. They weren't long at all, but yep, went down to lip it and it popped off and swam away and I was very upset. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, I burped into the mic while you were doing that.
You know, John, I'm not mad.
I'm just disappointed.
You just disappoint me so much.
There's that. How did I know that was coming?
Yeah, I didn't even hear it. I don't know how.
It was kind of quiet, but it was like I was choking on the mic kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You ever have a fish that got away?
Yeah, a few.
Dude, when you fucking smoke one, don't even fucking start with me. You didn't even start your story.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry. I don't know where I was going to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like when you hook into a big one on a tip up or something and you get it right up to the hole and then it just pops off and swims away and you just feel so sad.
When you see them come up, hook hooks the bottom of the ice and you can't do nothing about it. That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
When you like just out of desperation, try to reach your hand down the hole.
Yeah, you got a whole sleeve in the hole.
Yeah.
You're going to be cold for a while.
You're freezing. But it didn't matter because that fish was going to change your life.
Yeah.
No, I think my biggest one would probably have been...
Biggest one or just the one that
got the away? One that really got away from me.
Just the one that got away.
We were in Florida and we were fishing for like king salmon.
King salmon in Florida?
Different kind of salmon. They're like kingfish, king salmon.
I don't know. Never been to Florida. I have been.
I was gonna say you were just there. Yeah, thank you. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I've been to Florida, just not recently.
So we had five of us on the boat. My cousins and aunt and uncle. Anyway. So we were going to go from youngest to oldest. Well, youngest caught one. His brother caught one. And it was my turn. I hook into it, and it was massive. I mean, it was like hooking a muskie. It was huge, probably anywhere from 60 to 70 inches. It was a big fish. That's
70-inch muskie?
That's the only thing that it looked like a... It looked like a, what are they called? Mackerels? Just huge? Jeez Louise, okay, like. Never mind.
I do a lot of inland fishing.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm from Wisconsin.
So am I.
Yeah.
Anyway, didn't get it. And the worst part was I look at the guy that was, like, driving the boat. He goes, yep, nothing else you could have done. I'm like, oh, cool. Okay. Like, if it was my fault, I can deal with that, right?
So, did you hook it? Or?
Oh, it was hooked. I was fighting it for a while, and then it just...
Why didn't you gaff it?
It was never close enough to the boat. Then it had some power.
Never caught a fish on the ocean.
She was like to. Pull and drag.
Maybe we do that in March.
Hey, I'm going in March.
I don't know.
Just saying. I got two trips planned already.
Yeah.
Two fishing trips planned for the weekend. I'm not going to no Africa right now.
Not right now.
I ain't got money for that.
Neither do I.
Well, then why did you...
I got money to live here.
Facts. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are, though.
Yeah, here we are. I live here. On the ice.
No place I'd rather live, though.
No, dude.
Dude.
As... Frustrating as the weather can be sometimes.
I was going to call you out on that.
I know you were. I had to correct myself.
Frustrating.
As frustrating as the weather can be sometimes, I love it. Yes, the generator flickered. Okay, it happens. We don't question it.
I thought I was going to die.
Don't even say the D word. Better knock on that wood a few more times.
Never mind.
When's the worst? So, as fishermen, we all hook ourselves. It's a rite of passage.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is your worst time ever hooking yourself?
I've never hooked myself past the barb.
What?
Never.
Can we change that?
I'll fucking hook you.
Oh, dude, I think the worst time for me was with my little cousin.
Yeah.
On the paddle boat. I was not super old. We didn't have our boat yet. And not I sat
super old.
I sat on a treble hook. A three-barbed F-13 treble hook. Three of them. And they were stuck in my butt past the barb. So it's either I get them out in the paddle boat or I awkwardly stand in this paddle boat when my little cousin paddles us back to shore. And then I somehow find a way to walk up to my parents. Like it had my both butt cheeks were like together. Ooh. Is so bad. So
both of them.
So I'm sitting like
that
leaning
sucks.
I lean over the edge of the paddle boat, and my cousin's back there with pliers just gripping and ripping on this fucking bait. Dude, oh my God, I squealed like a pig. That hurt so bad. So we're using glow-in-the-dark jigs right now.
He's totally just concentrating on that sucker.
I could tell.
I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, he's charging it up. He put it under like extreme light, and it charges it up.
Yeah.
You look dumb at the moment there. You so I had to dumb save all you. The time. I said you look dumb. I had to save you. God, what a dick.
Yep. I'll hold it.
You are a cheat.
God, you're stupid. Oh. Shut up, stupid.
Screw off. I gotta do it. It's all the way up here. Anyway. So, like, we're using some pretty nice reels right now. And rods, I would say. But if you're gonna just go out twice, three times, four times a year, I would never buy the rods and reels we're using.
Oh, no. We're out.
Every weekend, at least.
If not
during the week a few times.
Three, four times a week.
Right.
Yeah.
But if there were...
Like I said earlier, this is only 15 minutes from...
Where we live.
Where we live.
Right.
So, and we both work
right
5 minutes away from where we both live. So,
but now, like...
It's small.
Yeah, very small.
It's a very small area.
I'm okay with it.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad about it at all.
We got good fish. I mean, you wouldn't believe it.
No.
But there is good fish in this lake.
Not really in the lake that is in our town, though.
No.
It's not.
I mean, there's
not...
good pike in there.
Yeah, but that's it.
Good pike. You get some gills and whatever.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, what's out here? There's
bass, bluegill, walleye, northern. That's perch.
Crappies.
We have yet to show the camera a crappie.
I can.
Okay. Not one that we already got. Where's the fun in that?
I got it fucking 2 minutes before we started this, bitch. Well, I said we should start this.
Well, we didn't.
And we didn't. I don't even know where I'm at. I had a fish on me.
You're down there. Sucks. Oh, but yeah, I think you know a lot of different combos and different brands of fishing, right?
Yep.
So if you were going to pick just for the best bang for your buck kind of setup, what would you do? Like the best you can get with not having to break the bank kind of deal.
I mean, what are we keeping it under, like $50?
I would say a decent...
Because, like, summer combos...
No, you know, ice fishing. Ice fishing at the moment. Let's do both.
Summer combos, we spend...
Okay, yeah.
Like $500.
Just for one rod and reel. But, okay, yeah. Do summer first.
No. I'm just saying, like, what's a good price for ice gear, I guess.
I guess it's probably been a while since you bought some, huh?
No. I just bought this.
Oh. Well, then you should know. Or I don't know. What's a decent, like
for me, breaking the bank is...
See, but it's hard because this is something we do and we love doing.
Exactly.
So, like, so spending breaking more the bank money
for
on
me
it.
Is, like, spending $200 on an ice reel.
Just on a reel? Know? Or, like,
well,
a whole setup?
Okay, an ice rig.
Right.
But...
Right.
You know, like spending $60-$70, I'm going, even for $60, I'm going 13 fishing all the way.
Right. And that's what I think. I think 13 fishing for the money, they give you a decent setup and you don't really have to like screw with anything. It's all pretty decent.
Yeah. Oh, you're on.
I'm nice. On. Ooh, he's got a little bit of weight to him.
No, but like for me, 13 fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is kind of the best bang for your buck. But then like if you're going like heavy.
Hold on. I hate to cut you off.
No, no, you're
this good. Is what we're going for. He's a black crappie. He's probably what? 9-10 inches?
Yeah, something like that.
He's gonna go in the bucket.
Good eater.
Yeah. I would say a good eater. I mean, so there's a lot of big crappie on this lake. So we try not to keep anything that's under 10 right around
there. In the last 3 weekends, I don't think we've caught one under 9.
No, we've caught them. We just haven't capped them.
I don't think
so. Oh, I've definitely caught them.
Yeah, I don't stay up till fucking...
The
first weekend we were out, they started biting at 4, and I went to bed at 3.
Dude, this is so
I stayed up till 5 the next weekend, and then I went to bed, and then they didn't start biting till 6.
And you were passed out.
It tell you, pissed me right off, man.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. You're sleeping, fish were biting, I was up there just catching them, having the time of my life.
So, you could wake me up.
Well, could I? Could I? Because I don't think I could wake you up. Like, it would take something like something's on fire to get you up and out of bed.
Yeah, when I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah, in the morning even. Like, it doesn't matter. Whenever we sleep and we have to get up in the morning, I hear your alarm. Sure, I'll have maybe a few alarms go off, but then I'm up and I'm like, you know, scrolling through Facebook or whatever.
No.
You just, actually, the first one goes off until it just ends. Like, it just gives up.
No. Maybe.
Like, 100%. Sometimes it does definitely happens. That morning you set your alarms when you were laying right there.
Me?
Yeah. I just let them go.
Why?
Just to see if you would ever wake up.
Fucking smack me in the head.
I was laying down catching fish. That's a long ways away.
You are a lazy son of a bitch. You know that?
Screw you. You didn't want to wake
up. Still have been.
You don't want to wake up. So I'll sit here and catch fish. I'll have fun. Nothing wrong with that.
Dude.
But,
No, I was thinking about when I was laughing. I was thinking about our phone conversation. Yesterday. When I wanted to come out here. And you said, dude, but it's windy.
Okay, no.
That was so funny.
Shut up. That takes him so out of context.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, on my end of things, I had just gotten done being outside. I was colder than hell.
You work inside.
Most of the time. But that was right
96.8% of the time.
Yep. I agree.
Yep.
But that other 4% was when I was outside.
3.2%.
Oh my God. Shut up. God. Anyway, what I was going to say was like, do you want to go out there? Because it's windy. It's cold. I don't know. And you're like, well, we'll be in the shack. I'm like,
no, I did not say that.
What'd you say?
I said, you know what? I just like found out. If it's windy outside.
Yeah, you had to be so sarcastic
and
with it.
You're like, you're in a structure. You don't feel the wind.
I hate you so much right now.
I fucking love doing that to you.
You give me brain pains. It's so funny. You give me brain pains.
So does concrete.
Blacktop as well.
Blacktop gives me brain pains.
I bet it does every day of your life.
Not every day of my life.
Not on Sundays.
Just May through fucking November.
Yeah, that's enough. Oh, yeah. Man. So where are we going on our bucket list trip?
Our bucket list trip?
Yeah, yeah. If we had like, one.
Top tier fucking top where tier. We're going.
All right. No, not
where we're going, no, what no. we're fishing.
Just. I think.
Around
I,
here?
Oh, we're going to. No. Anywhere. I think we're going to think the same thing. It's either an abbreviation of the name or a full name.
Oh, full name.
You want to go full name?
Yeah.
I'll say it at the same time.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Giant Trevally. All right. That's dope.
Yeah. Anyways. so, yeah. That's the dream.
That's the dream.
Eventually,
dream.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun.
That'd be nice.
On Popper. On a good old Popper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, just.
Watch it just devour it. Well, we caught a crappie.
We're on.
Yep. That was a good cutback.
I guess. He fucking smoked it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Came up and just wrecked it, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Ooh.
What do you got on, the Wonder Bread?
No, I switched back to the...
Jeez,
the glow in the I don't know, it's glowing purple.
Oh, yes. Same one I got on.
Yeah.
The tungsten?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Got to charge this hoe up.
You sure do. If there's one bait that you were going to keep in your tackle box, both summer fishing and ice fishing, two different baits, obviously. Oh. What would you put in your ice fishing tackle box? If you can only have one bait.
If I could only have one bait?
Yeah. Or one bait that you think everyone should have.
I don't know. Just pan fishing, I guess?
Yeah. Just with for your jig rod.
I don't know. Around here, definitely purple something.
Yeah. Either that or pink.
Purple or pink.
Pink never seems to disappoint.
Definitely something tungsten.
So tungsten's really nice because it gets your bait down there super fast.
It's heavy.
It's just super dense.
Yeah.
Which helps because if the fish are biting, you can get back down and catch another one. And sometimes if you don't get down there fast enough, those fish are gone by the time you can get down there.
Mm-hmm. Are you up top?
No. It is not. It is a fish on me, actually.
Oh, perfect. Catch him.
Yeah, let me just make him... Let me reach down there and hook him.
Yeah, just make him your bitch, dude.
You know, sometimes I just don't know.
You just wonder?
Yeah, I wonder...
I don't know.
Part of me wants to know what goes on inside your head. And then the other part of me is like, no, I cannot handle that.
You know, I think the same thing.
That's fair.
Mostly because I'm intelligent and you're
Don't even with my ass. Don't even. Oh, God, I hate you.
Yeah, we're both.
Okay, so we got purple.
The most intelligent people.
No.
But yeah, anyways, purple.
Purple for ice fishing.
I like purple.
I personally just put a hot pink, just the brightest pink you can get. I think overall pink takes the bait for me, just because whether it be a flirty gurdy or a Swedish pimple or something like that,
yeah,
doesn't matter. I'm picking hot pink.
Yep.
You just got smoked and you missed it.
No, I didn't.
You sure did.
Did not.
I saw him come up and I saw your line go.
I would have felt it.
You wouldn't have felt it because your line came up. He came streaking up from the bottom and you were talking and I didn't want to interrupt you.
You should have.
I definitely should have.
That's the one time it's acceptable.
Sorry. I will next time. Promise.
No.
I will. And then it's not going to bite and then you're going to be upset that I cut you off.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. but yeah, ice fishing, definitely just a, I don't know, what are these fucking 1/8 ounce jigs?
Yeah. 1/8 ounce, even if you want to go up to a 1/4 ounce, I would suggest against it just because, you know, it's harder for the fish to get it in their mouth. And if they don't hit it just right.
Get it in there.
Shut up.
That's what you were going to say.
I was, too.
But yeah, just 1/8 ounce tungsten jig. I like the purple color. But summer fishing.
Depends what you're fishing for. It depends what you like.
If we're fishing pike, I just like a bag ass, you know, just a spinner, whatever.
Yeah, if I'm fishing, even
spinner
bass.
With a spirit on it.
I would say a spinner is the most, like, versatile bait. Yeah. You can catch walleye on it. You can catch pike. You can catch bass.
I don't pike bite fucking anything.
That's fair.
No.
Or a glide bait.
A swim bait.
Oh, yeah, but that's hard because you can't really just say swim bait. Because, I mean, then you got the jig head, you got 800 different colors.
I guess what I found to work around here, I don't know what the specific color.
Green is. Pumpkin seed.
Well, that kind of, but it's got like a black top with a white bottom.
Oh, yeah,
it's you're got talking, like a silver fleck in
you're
it.
You're talking like the I think it's like called Summer Shiner or something.
I have no idea what it's called, but that fucker, dude, with a white, like, JMC jig head on it.
Yep. VMC.
Oh, VMC, not JMC.
Yeah, I got you.
Absolute fuck.
He's coming up for you. Keep going.
Absolutely. They just bass hammer that every single time.
Every time. If it's in front of their face, they're smoking it.
I mean, even pike, too. But pike eat everything, which,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. I like catching pike myself, but...
So a lot of people around here don't like catching pike.
I don't know why they don't like
it's
catching
so
pike.
It's so dumb. They're so much fun to catch.
Huge fish.
But yeah. I don't know if it's because people are scared of their teeth. It's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know.
Slimy, but so are catfish.
Walleye's got teeth, though, too.
Right.
But...
But I feel like walleye's like the, oh, if we're going to eat a fish, it's going to be a walleye because we're fancy. Personally, crappie does it for me.
I like crappie. I think perch. I think perch is the best fish.
No, I'll take crappie over perch.
I won't.
It takes a good lake to produce some good eating perch. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, because if it's a muddier, dirtier lake, those perch are just, they're in the mud.
Yeah.
Like a crappie, they're usually suspended. So, like, they're not really sitting in the mud. Now, if you get a clean lake with crappie, yeah, now we're talking some good eating. Like this lake. Very clean lake. Pretty clear, deep. Crappie are always suspended. Yeah. They taste good.
But, I mean, there's an abundance of them in here, too.
Yeah, and there's a ton of them in here. So it kind of works out in our favor. But
yeah. I mean, when they're on, they're on. But
oh, yeah. Yeah, if they're biting, at certain times, they turn on, like this one that's about to smoke you.
Yep.
Or maybe not. Sorry, bud.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. He came up
like 10 feet.
And it was fast. Like, he came up straight to your bait fast and just did nothing with it.
I tell you, that pissed a guy off.
That'll do you in, that's for sure.
Is that you right at 21?
Sure is.
Sure. I'm going to join you now.
Sure,
there,
sure. Just hijack all the fish that aren't biting me anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to drop right underneath you.
He just came up and was trying to smoke you, but...
What the fuck was that one? Oh, that was you. Yeah. No. Definitely for summer fishing, spinner.
Oh, yeah. To, yeah, hands
or
down.
Or a swim bait.
I honestly think swim baits are more of like a... It's got to be the right time of year. It does.
I don't feel that.
Even like a spinner. You want to hand me a waxy?
Hand you a waxy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Hand you the waxies.
That'll work. All right, what's that?
Where in the blue hell am I?
I don't know. What's your favorite thing to chase after? Like, favorite fish to catch in the summer?
I don't know. I mean, bass are always fun to catch, but, like, to me, bass is for, you know, anybody to catch.
I agree.
You know, you gotta be not necessarily, like, a true hardcore angler to catch walleye, but
you really don't. You just gotta be right place with the right bait.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Right.
And
I think walleye is fun to catch, honestly. I don't think they fight nearly as hard as a bass or a northern.
But, like, my favorite fish to target, I guess, if that's what you're asking, would be probably pike, for sure.
I think it's just so much fun to chase for pike or target pike because there's just so many of them around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you never really have a day where you absolutely fail. I can't say that all the time, but nine times out of 10, you can go out and catch a pike.
Yeah, like, you go, like my brother and I, we go tooling around out in the county with the boat on. We take the boat up to, like, town line or something.
Yeah.
You know? Not a shit ton of people fish town line.
It's hard to get to.
It is.
It's one of those.
Like, we pull the boat up there with a pickup, you know, 16 foot fucking.
Come out smoke.
Oh, he fucking had it too.
He murdered.
I was not paying attention.
Nope, you were not.
But yeah, like, just on those backwaters, it's a good spring-fed lake. You know, it's got good, clean water in it. And, I mean, we're talking every other cast, if not, you know, every 3-4 casts. You're pulling in 20 to 28-inch pike, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you hook into a good one, and it's 36, 38, you know. Not a big lake, but...
No, but there's pike in there. Oh, and I think it's lakes like that that are just... I almost think you need to go in and kind of get rid of the northern. There's just so many of them. They're just kind of overrunning everything.
Yeah. But, like, you toss anything that's got a little flash to it.
Right. And they're all over it.
Pike's smoking it.
Yeah. Why is he coming up to you to smoke you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, he did come to me. God dang it.
I wasn't pay attention.
Ready. I'm sorry. I was.
I gotta pay attention.
Oh, it's not easy at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you like to target? I mean, I guess I'm gonna cut you off before you start.
No, you're good. I didn't start.
I just like targeting big fish.
Yeah, game fish.
Game fish.
Honestly, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, it doesn't really matter.
Love catching bluegill. I love eating bluegill, crappies.
Yeah. But well, I'm like I take my dad out fishing.
Yeah.
We'll go fish bluegill. And we know a bunch of spots. You can catch some nice bluegill. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm fine with it because I'm catching nice fish that I don't get to catch all the time. Because normally when we go, we fish for game fish. That's kind of what we do, what we like doing. And we can move around and fish them anywhere, you know? It's not like...
like, we skirted the whole bank of the flowage.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot.
Yeah. That was you.
Yeah, my bad. My line got caught.
Took us, like, the whole day.
I would say at least 10 hours.
Just pitching fucking reeds and...
We caught fish.
Pads and docks and...
Caught a lot of fish.
Everything. And...
Why do we even decide to do that?
I don't know. That's all we do. We just troll around the banks and...
I suppose.
Pitch under docks. I mean, we catch good fish doing it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. No, definitely not. Not a bad idea. It's just... We know where to go. We could just go catch fish, but...
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about just getting that absolute money pitch.
Oh, yeah. Something like right up underneath a dock, yeah. The edge of a dock or something.
Dropping it right there, dragging it up the whole length of the dock, and then just getting smoked at the end of it.
Yep. And they
absolute blow up.
I don't know why, but 9 times out of 10, they wait. That's a fish.
You bet it is.
I have to switch up here.
Ooh, it's a decent one.
Not bad. It's about that average size, I think.
Yeah. Ooh, he fucking choked it, too.
Oh, I missed the double up. Dang it.
Producer wants me to show it. I don't know, what are you? Producer, director?
Cameraman, all of the above.
Not bad. It'll eat.
Another It'll eat. Crappie. So that is probably one of the most Midwestern things we could say.
It'll eat.
And it is set a lot on the ice.
Oh, yeah.
If it's, you know, it's a decent sized fish and someone's like, are we keeping it? It'll eat. That's it. That's what everybody, every single person's like, it'll eat.
They all got meat on them.
They all got meat. Well, some of them are, it's pretty dodgy.
It's iffy. Pretty dodgy.
That's also a Midwestern thing to say.
I don't know. Yeah. We are from the Midwest.
It's in our blood.
Dude. We just out here.
So we probably talk about a lot of places we go fishing that are like, quote unquote, secret spots. And I think it's so funny because, like, especially ice fishing season, it's hard to find the fish. It is. Unless you know right where they're going to be or whatever. You fish there a million times kind of deal like we have. I've come out here many times and just found the cribs, put markers on them, and then I set the shack up right on top of them.
Or if you're fishing new lakes on the ice. Oh, dude. You got to come out and drill fucking 30 holes.
Yeah. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, like, it's funny to me, especially like the older guys that go fishing all these years. They've got their spots and they gotta keep them a secret. It's this huge thing about the secret spot.
And about 95,000 other people know about it.
Right.
But it's still a huge secret.
But I found out this year a lot.
Dude, what the fuck?
What'd you do? Mess it up pretty good?
It's like spooling, then back spooling, then spooling.
Did you not have the bail closed?
The bail?
Oh, you don't have a... I forgot.
I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, but anyway, a lot of guys this year were telling people, oh, yeah, I should... So we're on a lake called Cornell Lake. And a lot of guys, they've been biting good this year. I mean, we've caught a ton of fish, good size fish. And I heard from one of my friend, coworkers, that people were telling him, oh, there's all the fish are dead out there. Why would you? And he asked me, he goes, why would you put your shack out there? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, I just had like 3 old guys tell me that there's no fish out there. I'm like, who? He told me, and I'm like, I just saw them out there last weekend and they caught probably 30 fish. I'm like, that's how they're keeping their spot secret.
Oh yeah, it's a huge secret.
They're just telling people that they're not catching nothing out there, and that's it.
Yep.
I'm like, that's like, I get it. Just tell people you don't. I don't know. It's not a big deal to me personally. I don't really care if there's more people out here or less. It doesn't really bother me either.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fish where I want to fish.
Right. I'm a fisher. I want to fish. If you want to fish 20 yards from me, go ahead. Is it going to tick me off a little bit? Yeah, maybe a little bit because we're on a big lake and you got to fish right next to me.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, but different fish in different lakes hang out in different spots.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Like the spot we're over clearly.
Has fish.
Crappie spot.
Right. Oh, yeah. 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 But like, here's the thing too. During the day or. You know, at different times of day, we might have fish here. We might not.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone 150 yards from here going to have fish? If we don't have fish, maybe they do. So, like, the fact that someone's got to come up right next to me and drill a hole. Like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Especially if they don't know that we're catching fish.
Like, you got 60 acres of fucking pond.
Yeah, why drill right next to me? Like, come on. Yeah, it's just dumb to me. But another big, I guess, debated topic for this area. I think it's more of a summer thing. Well, no, it's pretty universal from summer to ice. Is live bait versus like lures. Now, what we're doing right now, I would not consider live bait. Are we using waxies? Yeah, but they're on a hook and it's more
just
the bait.
For smell.
It's just for smell.
It's like using worms in the summer, like night crawlers.
No, because night crawlers is your whole bait. You just put them on a hook.
Yeah, I guess.
That's live bait.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a pretty debated topic. Personally,
depends on what you're fishing for.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, 100%.
Like pike through the ice aren't smacking a jig, you know.
I mean, I've caught them like that, but yeah, not typically.
Like you're gonna put a good shiner down the hole on a tip up.
Yeah, you're gonna put a big minnow down the hole on just a treble hook and wait for a pike to come by and swipe it.
Yeah.
Well, now in the summer. I think it's more of almost a personal preference thing.
I don't use live bait in the summertime.
We do every once in a while, but
I like artificials personally.
Personally, I do too. I like
you get more finesse out of it.
Well, more finesse, you know? And I feel like more control.
Yeah,
I can put my lure right where I want it, rather than that fish just swimming around, well, doing whatever the hell it pleases.
I guess it's up to that again, where it depends on what you're fishing, because like you said, night crawlers.
Right.
It's technically live bait.
But even for bluegill, I'll throw a Mr. Twister or a, what's it called? Like the bug type? Mr. Twister? Beetle spin.
Yeah.
I've caught more this last year. That's all I threw. That or if I was fly fishing, did a bunch of fly fishing for bluegills. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we used to fly fish a lot out at the pond.
Yeah. That was fun. And then, of course, right when we kind of get into it, windy days every day. Wind.
Oh, as
wind,
soon as you...
Wind. Second you break out the fly rod.
As soon as you throw the fly rod in the truck.
Yeah.
It's windier than hell.
It's a curse.
Well.
So dumb. Did I ever take you down... fly fishing for trout?
No.
We got to do that this next year.
Let's do it.
You would have a blast. I found some spots kind of like, well, down by Black River, there's some spots too that are really nice. And there's, well, you know where C is? Like where you take C on F, take a left on C, you know that little chunk of river there?
Yeah.
There's some deeper holes in there that we fly fished. Got some nice trout, dude.
Yeah. I've never really trout fished at all.
It's fun. It's a lot more difficult. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
It's definitely earned my respect over the past, you know, year. I even bought waders because why not, I suppose.
I'm not that dedicated.
No, I shouldn't have. I think I've used them maybe once or twice.
I like fishing out of a boat.
Yeah, you got a speaker system, that kind of deal. You know, it's just the amenities.
It's nice. The small things.
Yeah, it's the small things in life.
The small things.
But, I don't know, I think, what do you think the most important thing to have with you on the boat is?
On the boat?
Yeah. Other than
life
something,
jackets, obvious.
Hey, we don't talk about life jackets, okay? I swear, you forget life jackets for people once,
then
of course,
the DNR show.
The one time you forget life jackets, the DNR's like, oh, nope, you're done. You're done.
And the green jeans show up.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you get absolutely boned by a ticket.
The DNR.
Oh, dude, they really got me, too. Like, that was expensive. Oh, yeah, so we're also very avid hunters.
Yeah, we hunt a lot.
Bow, gun, whatever.
Muzzleloader.
And we hunt many different animals.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, sorry.
during bow season, my brother and I, we hunt. My aunt has a good chunk of woods north. Not too far, but.
You're about to get smacked. Or I am.
Out by the old Marsh Miller out there.
Yep.
And my aunt's house is out there. So she texted my dad a pic one time.
Pic?
Picture.
Jesus. Please, dear God, don't say pic.
Jeepers, cripes, guy.
Oh.
Text my dad a picture one time. And she's like, whatever the thing, I still can't think of the name of it, but the thing below ground level, but the basement windows, they gotta have one for like fire escapes.
I don't remember what they're called
either. I can't remember.
They were whatever. Just continue.
Anyways, so a small mammal fell in there, and my aunt sent my dad a picture and said, I think there's a porcupine in this hole, whatever it's called. The hole beside the house with the windows in it. And texted my dad a picture. And she said, I think it's a porcupine. So my dad looked at it. And I guess he didn't know what it was. Showed us the picture. She said porcupine. So I was like, yeah, it kind of looks like a porcupine. I don't know. I've never seen a baby porcupine before.
Okay.
And so we go out there, check cameras, whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and check on this porcupine that's down in this hole. So we look, and it's down there. It's all curled up. So we're thinking, hey, why don't we just go down, grab like a big branch out of the woods, and put it down there. Hopefully it climbs up. So,
which you think it would?
You would think so. Porcupines climb trees.
And if they know they're stuck.
Yeah, you'd think so. If you're hungry, you're going to find a way out of that sucker.
Eventually.
But so we go down, grab a big old stick, throw it down there. And as soon as it hits the rocks down below, it starts moving. And I see the tail and I'm like, shit, this thing's a muskrat, not a porcupine. It looked like a porcupine from the picture.
Let me see the picture.
Not showing me the fucking
picture. Let me see the picture.
It doesn't look like a porcupine.
Let me see the picture.
I'm not showing you the picture. But anyways, we throw the stick down. We go in, check cameras, whatnot. And it was a muskrat. But just for clarification.
Let me see the picture.
I'm not showing you the picture.
Let me see the picture. I want to see what it looked like.
I'm not. What?
Just show me the picture.
Looking at it now, it looks like a muskrat.
Let me see. Yeah, that's not a porcupine.
I don't know what a fucking porcupine looks like.
Not that.
I know what a full-grown porcupine looks like, but not a fucking baby porcupine.
Okay.
And that's about the size of a fucking baby porcupine.
You've been hanging in the country how long?
I don't know. I don't know what a fucking baby porcupine looks like.
Not that. That is fur.
So does a fucking porcupine.
Dude, no.
You're telling me a porcupine doesn't have fucking hair on it?
Yeah, they've got quills, bro.
You think it's just a big ball of fucking quills?
They've got fur underneath the quills.
The fur comes up through the quills.
Okay, but did that have quills on it?
Oh, it's kind of spiky. It looks like a... Again, I don't know what a baby porcupine looks like.
A porcupine, but smaller. Not a muskrat. That's not a porcupine.
It kind of looks...
It does not. No, I'm very disappointed in you.
It's fucking...
No.
You didn't know what a baby porcupine looked like.
a porcupine. No, but smaller.
No,
I've seen baby porcupines.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been to the fucking zoo in Chippewa?
They don't have.
Want to bet?
They don't have porcupines.
Want to bet? I bet you they did at one point because I remember them as a kid.
You don't remember jack shit from when you were a kid.
I sure do. Some things went.
But you specifically remember the porcupines at the fucking zoo.
All right. If you look up baby porcupine, guess what it's going to look like? A smaller version of an adult porcupine. That's all I'm saying.
You piss me off.
Tell me I'm wrong. Well, anyway, I think we're going to end it at that. Yeah?
It looks like a porcupine.
It does.
It kind of a little bit.
It looks like a... If anything, it looks like a pissed off gopher. It's just pissed.
All right. Before I smack the shit out of you.
I suppose.
I suppose we better cut it off here.
We better cut it off. So, well, I guess thanks for tuning in. If you want to show your support, our YouTube is obviously probably what you're watching on. If you're listening on podcast, all the links will be in the description below. You can follow us on anything at Backwater Banter Podcast.
I don't know. That was complicated.
I'm tired, man. It's late. Not really, but anyway. This has been episode one of the Backwater Banter Podcast, and our goal is to get one out once a week.
Hopefully.
So,
yeah.
Hope to see you next week.
Thanks
again to Shad Rap. That's awesome. Super, super stoked about that. But, well, you guys have a great night, and we'll see you next week.